At this week's regular meeting of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, Cheyenne Chen introduced a non-binding resolution urging the city's police and sheriff's departments to develop clear protocols for responding to federal immigration enforcement. The request follows recent sightings of masked ICE agents arresting individuals downtown after their hearings at the San Francisco Immigration Courthouse. Chen cited growing concerns over public safety, increased impersonations of law enforcement, and the need to preserve community trust.
Roughly 10 ICE agents clashed with protesters outside of a courthouse at 100 Montgomery Street. Many of these agents covered their faces. In other instances, alleged ICE agents have approached the citizens in unmarked vehicles. ICE operations have escalated over the past months and will likely to continue to escalate under this federal administration. In addition to the escalation of detentions and deportation in the United States, there has been a massive spike in law enforcement impersonations in which non-federal agents pretend to be ICE operatives to spread fears, hate, and chaos.
The resolution calls on local law enforcement to establish clear guidelines for how officers should respond to ICE activity. Chen cited the Los Angeles Police Department's policy as a model.
Verify the credential of the lead agent if they are not clearly identified, and capture the verification on body-worn cameras to ensure transparency.
Los Angeles Police Chief Jim McDonnell recently reaffirmed this policy in a social media post, which included guidance for officers on how to respond if someone is found impersonating law enforcement during an ICE encounter.
If it's determined that an individual is not a legitimate federal enforcement officer, officers are instructed to take appropriate enforcement action, which may include detaining or arresting the individual for impersonating a peace officer, consistent with department policy and applicable law.
At the San Francisco Supervisors meeting, Chen described the proposed guidelines, building off LA's model, as modest but a vital step toward safeguarding due process and maintaining public trust. Three other supervisors have announced their co-sponsorship of the resolution. KPFA News reached out to the San Francisco Police Department for comment, but have not received a response as of airtime. Reporting for Pacifica and KPFA, I'm Lauren Schmidt.